What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
Happy Friday.
Oh, you're ready for game six, Keefe?
I'm absolutely ready. Yeah, I'm absolutely ready. I had a good night's snooze last night. Ready to go. Ready to rock tonight. Very excited for this game. Not to get into hyperbole, which I try not to do.
No.
Try not to dabble in recency bias too much.
No.
I think I'm as excited for this game as, I don't know, any game since the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
Like the Patriots Super Bowl. Because so last year.
I don't know. Drake May starting, we were pretty excited for.
Yeah, we were fired up about that, weren't we?
Yeah.
No, but like in all seriousness, I'm jacked up for this game. It's different because last year they won the finals. You're like, you weren't excited last year. I was excited last year, but I just felt like they were going to win every series and they dominated every series.
There wasn't a ton of drama.
They never lost two games in a series, let alone faced elimination. And I don't really know what to expect because they looked so impressive in game five. I don't know if that's going to happen in game six. I think the whole Boston, New York thing is fun. Them being like this underdog team trying to play spoiler, trying to come back 3-1 without their best player. It's fascinating. Like, I'm legit excited for the game.
I would say it's, without thinking too hard about it, and I think all those points are fair and valid, and I do think people are legitimately excited for this game. I think people didn't expect much in game five. Now the expectation level is rising a little bit because you won a game without Tatum and you see how talented they are even without Tatum. They're not a better team without Tatum, though at times they play better.
They could be frisky.
But they're still wildly talented. Yeah. And I think fans kind of forgot that because you're devastated that Tatum got hurt. So now the expectation level rises a little bit. I'd say it's the biggest game. I wouldn't sleep on the game seven against Miami when they came back from 3 down and Derek White hit the shot in game six to force a game seven.
That was very exciting.
I mean, people were
very
stoked for that. Tatum got hurt early on in the game. He still played 42 minutes, but he rolled his ankle right away in that game. But I think going in, people were very, very amped up and excited for that. I mean, we were all excited for them to win a championship last year.
Yeah.
And we were excited for all those
players.
But there was no real drama. They were never really pushed. They were never on the brink where legitimately, I mean, this could be their last ride together. Like tonight, this could be the last time you see this group. And I know Tatum's already not out there, but this is the last time you could see this group. So right. I'm with you. I think there should be, and there is, great levels of excitement for this game tonight.
Oh,
and
my God,
yeah, maybe we weren't feeling as much yesterday because you're still reacting. But yeah, I think there's anticipation out there.
Well, because there is a chance that they could pull this this upset off, right? This comeback. And
well,
now
you've already
picked it.
Well, I was gonna say you wanted to sleep on it one more time.
Yeah.
I think they are going to pull the upset off. Have you did the one sleep get you there?
I'm closer there. I just feel like prior to game five, I was convinced they were going to win game five, but then lose the series. So then just because they win game five, like that's what I thought. So why should I then completely change my tune? And it's probably because of how they played, but I just wonder the combination of Derek White shooting lights out, Luke Kornet playing out of his mind, and Jaylen Brown playing nearly a perfect game, combined with so many of the guys on the Knicks struggling, is that going to happen again? I don't know if it has to, right? Because they ended up winning by 25. Well,
that's what I was going to say.
It might not have to be that extreme.
I don't know that it has to, but will all that happen again? No. I mean, not all of that is going to happen again.
Yeah,
no.
My fear is that if they don't shoot...
Start with Cornette. Is that going to happen again? Hell no.
I can't imagine.
So, I mean, you're not going to be able to replicate what happened, but do they need that to beat the Knicks? I would say I don't think they need all that to go right because they won that game going away.
Do the Celtics shoot 38%? That's my magic number for tonight. I know the number overall for them has been a lower, but I'm saying if you factor in no Jason Tatum, you know, the Knicks on the road or the Celtics on the road, Jalen Brunson, I assume, is going to have a big bounce back game. Doesn't mean it's an automatic win for the Knicks, but Jalen Brunson, I think, will be better than he was in game five. So if the Celtics can shoot 38% as a team from three, then I think they do win.
I was just talking to Curtis about this in the crossover.
Right.
They lost everybody in Bermuda.
I mean, they had a good run, though.
I got to tell you.
They were connected the whole time.
I got to tell you, to stay connected for 4 days, everybody, I think, was, you know, on time in a timely manner. They're like, that is a pretty impressive run.
That's good. They didn't lose anybody.
The final segment of the show on Friday, they didn't lose anybody exactly.
They're all there.
Are they there all weekend? There's still potential to lose somebody.
I would hope so.
Do they come back today? Are they there all weekend?
Good question.
Shame on me for not
knowing.
I would
hope you stay.
But, yeah, if you get to the weekend, stay.
Yeah.
You
don't want to be in the air when the Celtics game's going on.
Well, that's a good point, too.
Yeah.
So, I think there's a real chance the Garden and the atmosphere, meaning MSG, backfires on the Knicks tonight and works against the Knicks. And they get tight because there's a real expectation level in New York that they can go to the NBA Finals. I mean, forget just close out this series. It's the Pacers waiting for either of these teams next. And both these teams are favored against Indiana. We got the look ahead yesterday. I should have brought it up late in the show. BetOnline AG. Knicks are favored against Indiana. Celtics are favored against Indiana. In a look ahead, should either team get there?
If you're the Knicks and, you know, they do have three wins against the Celtics team with Jason Tatum. So if you're the Knicks and you say, if we beat the Celtics, then you could beat anybody.
Sure.
Right? So I could see them getting, not them as much as like the fans and everybody there, getting way ahead of themselves. Like, they haven't been in the conference finals since 2000, but they haven't won a title since the 70s.
Right. And they've only won two in their history.
Oh, it's a horrible franchise.
I mean,
it's a comically horrible franchise.
It's not great.
Because you're like, oh, it's the mecca of basketball. It's like, yeah, the kids growing up around there are great, but
so,
the team stinks.
Chalamet and the Jenners and Spike Lee.
Tracy
and
Morgan.
Ben Stiller and Tracy Morgan puking on himself.
Christine Taylor.
Yeah, I shouldn't make the same mistake
Tina
that the
Fey
networks
was
make.
Front row, too.
Tina Fey was there.
From 30 Rock.
So I think all that can work against New York in this setting. And I'm just curious
the pressure
if and when it does. But
the Knicks.
It's completely on them.
It's not even close.
And this is, because you even agree with this, winner of game six wins the series. You said it famously.
I feel very strongly in that take.
So it's a must win for New York tonight.
It's a must win for both.
Can they handle that? It's a must win on both sides. So how do they
Celtics
handle
it? Celtics must win?
Yeah, the Celtics must win for sure.
I'm going out on a limb here. Yeah, I think it's a must win for both. But yeah, how does that work, right? Because the Knicks don't really have, I mean, OG Anunoby won a title, but their main guys, you know, Brunson, Bridges, Towns, those guys haven't. And Brunson did win the NBA Clutch Player of the Year award as presented by Kia.
Yep.
So that's not nothing. He has a ton of fourth quarter points, right? He's got some weird record, right? Fourth quarter points in the playoffs, first 10 games.
Through 10 games, he surpassed Kobe for fourth quarter scoring, first 10 games of postseason.
So, I mean, that's obviously... Yeah. Pretty legitimate.
I was unaware of that record until they flashed it on the screen on ESPN.
Yeah.
But it's
mentioned it several times.
He's done. Yeah,
like what a weird stat. Like that is
who
tracks that. Yeah, just the first 10 games. So that could be for some teams. I don't know, whatever. But yeah, so they do have a guy that can be their closer, and I think if you have a close game fourth quarter, they're going to lean on him, and he's proven that he can do it. So as much as everybody else around him might get a little tight or start to feel the pressure of that moment. And also them in the back of their minds knowing, well, if we lose this, we got to go back to Boston, and that didn't go great the last time. So, yeah, there'd be a lot of pressure on them. However, if you have Brunson, you got to have some confidence in that.
You should. Yeah. And he's been the best player in crunch time in these. I mean, the Celtics haven't won a close game. I mean, start with that. They've won two blowouts. They have not won a close game. The Knicks have won all the close games down the stretch. So start with that. That's a credit to Brunson. That's a credit to that team. Can the Celtics blow this team out? Do they need to blow this team out? What kind of chances are you giving the Seas? We'll hear from you all day long here on Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. That's your phone and your text number. It's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also chat there. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch, and watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. And we want to hear from you all day long. Anticipation level high. Excitement level high as it is for Keefe.
100.
I don't want to put out the bat signal for Aztec Geno.
No.
Nardog.
No, those guys got a lot to prepare for game seven.
Causeway Caveman. Yeah. I don't want to put out the bat signal for all those guys, but like we want to get the people hyped today.
You think Aztec Geno will take the train down to MSG? I mean, if Chalamet's coming up to Boston, you would think
Causeway Caveman.
You would think maybe Aztec Geno would get his hands on
true.
Some Knicks tickets.
I mean, Chalamet was an impressive showing by him.
Yep.
Do you think sunglasses on? You think if he takes
Jack Nicholson
takes the train down, do you think Aztec Geno goes in full garb?
I don't think Aztec Geno takes off the garb.
You think that's just
I think
goes
he
to work.
Sleeps in it. I think he showers in it. I've never seen Aztec
dry
Geno.
Clean only.
Yeah.
Maybe he has two. Maybe he's got one clean one that he
laundry
swaps
day.
Them out quick.
Yeah. Otherwise that would get awkward real
I would
quick.
Assume that's what he wears.
Right. Is there a road one? Like if he is in New York, is his
He'll
outfit
call.
Different on the road?
Home and away.
Well?
More armor.
He's got a closet full of just the same outfit over and over again.
Like Ernest.
Yes. Exactly.
Tickets are pretty pricey.
Curtis just said $15,000 for courtside. Anyway, I don't know what the get-in
price. Courtside. Where the real fans sit.
What's the get-in? Oh yeah, we're talking
over $1.2 billion.
You don't think
$1.2 trillion?
You don't think our guy Aztec Geno's got the money for courtside?
No, I do think he does have the money for that. It is, I think, walking in section 420.
Nice.
Is $642.
Well, that's where Chicken Hat Guy would be.
Balcony Geno.
It's Nardo.
Not Aztec Geno. Aztec Geno's touching the floor. Balcony Geno. He's in for $642. Yeah, all the way up to $4,600.
Good question
for
here.
I mean, I'm excited for the game, but
right, and it's not even a game seven.
It's
right.
not.
Like, no, would you like game seven, would you pay it? If you had
dude,
know,
I'm cheap. I'm cheap.
No, I know you're cheap.
I'm not paying for any of these. Game seven NBA Finals.
Everything just seems so much better just being in the comforts of home.
Yeah, I love being at home so much. I can't overstate it. You get yourself a big screen TV.
You guys
cheap too.
You guys couldn't even bother
TV
to go to the NBA or NFL draft when we were talking about it. You said you'd rather do that from home. Now you guys want to pay.
If I was getting drafted, I would stay at home.
Yeah, of course you're going
to
watch.
I'm the wrong guy to ask, but I'm just saying. I think Knicks fans might feel like, hey, this is our chance to clinch against the Celtics at home, so they're going to spend big money. But then it is also the second round. But I don't know. I think it's probably more exciting for them to go up against the Celtics than it is the Pacers.
And it's 100% more exciting because this is a team that never gets there. I mean, in Boston, we've seen a million big games, a million game sevens, championship games, games they won, games they lost. I mean, the Knicks don't have that kind of history.
So good question here about the Kardashians. Are they Knicks fans or Laker fans? So here's my...
I don't think they're fans.
Well, I think Kylie Jenner is going out with Timothy Chalamet. So I think she's rooting... And Chalamet is from New York, so he's a big Knicks fan. She's rooting for the Knicks because of that. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't Carl Anthony Towns' girlfriend like friends with them?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. I think there's a whole thing there.
Okay.
I'm a Wags guy.
Yeah, no, you are.
I know the Wags.
Kendall Jenner must have been a Suns fan briefly.
Yeah.
Here and there.
Right.
Maybe not that brief. I don't know.
Also a Sixers fan at one point and a Clipper fan.
Yeah.
And whatever.
I don't really think they're fans.
Not to go down that whole thing.
No.
Jordan Woods is Kat's girlfriend.
Boom. So Jordan Woods is somehow in that orbit of the Kardashians.
Spell it.
Wikipedia. Occupation. Socialite.
Bang. There you go. But like friendly.
Jordan with a Y.
Yeah, Jordan with a Y.
So not Jordan. That's what I was going to ask.
No.
Okay. Jordan.
Dine.
Jordan.
Jordan. Jordan Woods. So she's friends with like the Kardashians, I guess.
Gotcha.
Somehow. And she's with Carl Anthony Towns.
Gotcha.
So there's the kangaroo on season 3 of The Masked Singer.
Is that right?
Yeah, that was
her. She was the kangaroo?
She was the kangaroo.
She was the kangaroo.
Kangaroos are bad
answers
news.
Answers that question.
Big rats.
Kangaroos, they'll punch you right in the snout, too.
They will.
They don't care about you.
Here's another question on the text line, Keith. Celtics plus 125 tonight. Suckers bet or buying opportunity? Ready? One, two, three.
Buying
opportunity. Heck yeah.
I'm starting to get sweet. Plus, I like juice. I like the plus money.
Yeah.
You know? Plus money's where it's at.
Yeah, what am I going to bet? Minus money for the Knicks to win? Get out of my face.
What am I, a coward? No, of course I'm going
to
bet
that. So, okay, you're starting to talk yourself into it.
I'm talking myself into it very much.
What kind of chances are you giving them tonight?
I mean, coin flip. I think it's right there. I mean, I guess with the plus money, that would sway me into picking them a little bit. Like I'm just sort of maybe caught up in the spirit of things. I think they played so well as a like on offense, like everybody played well together in that last game. So if that can carry over, I like their chances. I'm just the two things that kind of worry me a little bit would be, does Derek White shoot as well as he did in this game? Because that was somebody I was kind of on earlier in the playoffs. He takes all threes, right? And that's sort of his game. That's fine. But he's had a couple of games, like game two, he was 3 of 11 from three, right? Like in game one, he was 5 of 16 from three. He had a game in the Orlando series where he was 3 of 10. So the last two games, he shot a lot better. The game four loss, he actually shot 6 of 11. So, like, does that continue?
Well, and you need it because
you 100% need it. He was their leading scorer.
Right. It's not like he's just a supplementary scorer like he is when Tatum and Brown are both in there.
Yeah. And you're not getting Porzingis, or at least you shouldn't. So you're like, so you're down Tatum, but in all reality, you're also down Porzingis. So how close?
I believe he's not even on the injury report, correct?
No, he's not.
Okay, but I'm saying,
what the hell?
I know he wasn't going into the last game. I think he's still not on the injury report.
But what a waste of time it would be to even put him out there.
Well, he's away from all the mold, as we found out yesterday.
Good point. That's a great point.
Guy was all over the mold yesterday, suggesting perhaps mold.
Yeah, the only player on the injury report, Jason Tatum, out.
Tatum's not playing?
He's out, in case you were wondering.
That's weird about Porzingis.
Right.
But we've seen it in the past where guys haven't been on the injury report and they still don't play. Okay,
but I'm just saying, the idea that Porzingis he's dealing with such a significant health issue that he can't play. He's not even on the injury report.
Yeah.
They benched him in game five, and I'm with you. He's not playing tonight. Not to start the game. Not in case they really are panicking and need something in the second half.
But so that's, once again, it's another starting lineup that Mazzulla's going to have to come up with. And I don't know who it is. It could be Cornette. I think it should be Cornette. You've brought up the point, though. Like, then you're kind of like, you don't really have any bigs off the bench. It could be Hauser.
We've talked it up, I'm not starting Cornette tonight.
See, I think I would, and it's really more important what happens in the second half. But the second half, last game, Al Horford barely played. Porzingis didn't play. And so they went pretty small, and they went with the murder Cornette quite a bit.
I bet they start Hauser. That's my guess. I bet they're going to start Hauser. I would start Pritchard. I think you would start Pritchard.
No. I'd start Cornette.
You're going double big, though.
I would double big. Okay. No, I would have started Pritchard last game. I've changed my mind. I let him come off the bench. Let him do that. Start your guards, because you did get so much scoring from White. Brown actually had a lot more scoring in the second quarter than he did in the first quarter. But I would start Holiday, Brown, White, Horford, and Cornette.
I bet they start Hauser. And I'd be okay with that. I don't think you can go double big unless you want the Katas of the world in the game. I don't think they're playing Porzingis. I think they benched Porzingis. I think they're done with him, which but I don't like blame them for.
But the Knicks, I guess, because they don't go very big.
No, they don't. But we looked this up yesterday. I mean, Cornette was still giving you 10-ish minutes a night. Like, they got to find those minutes somewhere. You can't play Cornette and Horford the whole game.
You
could start them both and try to stagger them and then go small. I mean, there are ways around it, but I bet they start Hauser. That's my guess.
Yeah, you might be right. And I don't know how many minutes Horford and Cornette played together. Right?
It wasn't much to start. It wasn't much, I don't think, because Cornette played a ton of minutes in the second. Yeah. Horford only played 4 minutes in the second half.
Yeah. So maybe
he was in foul trouble.
Yeah.
So how do they extend the series? You're starting to talk yourself into it a little bit, Keith. You're amped up for the game.
It's probably the excitement. It's the excitement.
Plus 125 is a buying opportunity.
I like the juice.
You're giving them chances to win this game. Yeah. I think they win. If they win tonight, we agree they're winning the series.
They're winning the East.
So
if they win tonight, they win the East.
Winner of game six wins the East.
Now I'm doing too much.
Winner of game six wins the East?
No. Not necessarily. I think the Pacers could beat the Knicks.
I think the Knicks beat the Pacers.
No, the Pacers beat the Knicks.
I think it's irrelevant, though, because the Celtics are beating the Pacers.
And then the Celtics are beating both.
Right? Yes, correct.
Yeah. No, I'm not going that far to say the winner of tonight wins the East. But I think if the Celtics win tonight, why stop there? Let's get greedy. You win game seven.
Win game six, you're in the NBA Finals. I like it, Keith. I like where you're at. I like where your head's at.
Hey, and the way the Thunder-Nuggets game series is going, they win the title. You win tonight, you win the title. That out there.
You win tonight, banner 19.
Maybe that's why I'm so excited.
You know what? I don't hate it. I actually don't hate it.
Yeah.
You win tonight.
You win the title.
Hashtag banner 19. How do they
that's
extend
a quick 48-hour turn at the table down?
Duck boats. But you mentioned Derek White as a player to highlight. Here's what I think. You get up on this team, and it sounds obvious, but you get up on them on the road, that building's going to tighten up.
Yeah.
So how do you do it? How do you jump out to an early, call it 10, 12-point lead? How do you do that? I think you have to get, and I've been saying this for a couple of days, get Towns and Brunson in foul trouble, and they're willing to do it. Like, that's not a big ask. These guys are in foul trouble Towns is in foul trouble every night.
Brunson had 5 fouls in one quarter.
And Brunson's been in foul trouble in other games in this series. And it makes sense. Those guys I think Brunson gives you a good effort on defense. He's just small.
But then you also can draw a charge too. So then you're going to hurt him that way.
So I just think there's a lot of ways where you can get those guys into foul trouble. Towns will do it to himself. Brunson, if you pick him out and hunt that matchup, you can do it. Get those guys out of the game. Get up 9, 10, 12 points, something like that. That building is going to tighten up. And I know the Knicks have come back from way down in a bunch of games. They've done it in Boston. They've done it in New York. I know they can do it. I think with the pressure on in that building, real expectations for the Knicks to maybe go to an NBA Finals. Hell, maybe win a championship. I don't know how they're talking about it in that town. I think you get up on them 10-12. I think you could really see it snowball on the Knicks because there's a lot of anticipation on that side.
Yeah.
People are expecting big things. And if you come out and punch them in the mouth, they may not get up off the mat.
Well, you mentioned they get up 10-12. They've been up 14, I think it is, in every single game this series. And obviously, you had Tatum for some of those.
And they've blown 20-point leads in games 1 and 2, and they blew a 14-point lead in game 5.
But this is one of those things where, so last game, you know, you and I have both agreed that, like, ideally you'd like them to take more twos than threes. Take a lot of threes, that's your game, but take more twos than threes. Last game, they took more threes, but they were making such a high rate that I would say it might be the formula for them. You got to shoot threes to get the lead, but then once you have the lead, you're almost better off
doing it. Don't shoot your way out of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jaylen Brown, I thought, to highlight him, did a tremendous job of once they had the lead. And the lead came with a lot of Derek White threes, you know, even when Peyton Pritchard came in there, some of his. But then Jaylen Brown, it feels like the difference to me, game 1 and 2, they'd be up by 20. Any semblance of an open look, it was bombs away. And then they shot themselves out of it. Whereas in this last game, Jaylen Brown multiple times would be wide open, take a couple dribbles, pass, get a layup.
Here's what I would say, because I agree. I'm not telling Derek White if he has an open three not to shoot, or Pritchard.
Yeah,
Some guys are going to have the green light.
Mm-hmm.
But Jaylen Brown, I liked his approach in game 5. I'd say the same thing to Horford, even Drew Holiday. Like, guys, I know you have open. If it's wide open, go ahead and take it. But if it's just kind of you have a little bit of space and a window to get the shot off, put it on the ground. I thought Horford made a concerted effort. What's the play where he just backed Towns down from like the left wing? Backed him down, hit a hook over him. It was in the second quarter. I thought Holiday made a concerted effort to get to the rim. Jaylen definitely did. So Derek White, let it fly. Pritchard, let it fly. That's your game. I'm okay with those things. Some of the other guys, I would have them leaning towards getting to the bucket. I'm 100% with you, Keith. If you're up 15, put the threes in your back pocket and try to get some twos. Don't shoot your way out of the game if you get a big lead.
I do have an update here on that Jordan Woods.
Oh?
Apparently the Kardashians.
Jordyne.
Jordyne.
Yeah.
This is from my Kardashians expert friend / wife. The Kardashians don't like Jordan.
Oh.
She was Kylie's best friend.
So I think I now that we're.
You getting this?
I think I now actually know who we're talking about.
She hooked up with Tristan Thompson.
So, allegedly, right? Can you check with your source on this? I believe that was alleged.
I don't know. So maybe it was
alleged. Did they ever cement that?
But they were together. So they must have at least buried the hatchet because there is a shot of them celebrating on the baseline at MSG.
Ah.
But there was some bad blood there, I guess.
You know chicks, though. They're just there. You know. Cameras are on. They're just fake nice to each other. You know how that goes.
I do.
Okay.
So anyway, just to clarify that, I know people were wondering.
Good update.
So, yeah, thank you.
On Jordyne.
Jordyne.
Not to be confused with Jordan.
I know, but they'll all be in the house tonight.
They will. Here's a good question. Not for game 6. If it gets to a game 7, you think Tatum will be there?
Oh, like on the bench?
Should Tatum be in the building if it gets to a game 7?
Well, I don't know.
Or is it like Kyrie levels of where are you cheering
it's
on your team?
It's not Kyrie levels. Kyrie had an elective nose surgery scheduled for that day, which at the time I tried to excuse away, but that was horrible. That's a horrible teammate thing. Jason Tatum would have to be like wheelchaired in. I think it'd be very uncomfortable for Tatum to be there. So I would actually, like, on the bench, if he wants to be in the locker room or something, I think how packed it is on the bench and he has like a
big. He doesn't need to be on the bench. In the building.
Sure.
Put him in a suite. Put your leg up. Put him in a suite. Pop him on the Jumbotron. You can wave.
Yeah.
A good teammate would be in the building, right? Game 7?
Yeah. I just don't know how, it's blown out Achilles like that. Aren't you in a giant cast in like a wheelchair?
Yeah. So what? Put him in a suite.
All right.
He should be
I'm not as broke up about that.
He should be in the building.
Yeah.
When the Celtics win game 6, and he should be in the building for game 7.
Should they dump champagne on him?
Wait on that.
Okay.
But I am happy we stumbled across this. You win tonight, # banner 19.
Yeah.
I am happy we got to that.
Uh-huh.
617-779-7937. How excited are you for the game tonight? Keith came in fired up. real fired up for the Celtics tonight. It is a
massive game.
I would say it's the biggest since the Game 7 2 years ago against Miami when they rallied out of a 3-0 deficit. I know they won the title last year.
Yeah.
That was severely lacking in drama.
They never faced elimination. So it was a great ride. I'm not saying I didn't enjoy all those games, but it's just a different feeling.
Yeah, you go in not knowing what's going to happen. Right. You went into a lot of those games knowing what was going to happen. What kind of chances are you giving the Celtics tonight? How do they extend the series? You can jump in at 617-779-7937. We have a top five Friday for you at 1045.
Oof.
Red Sox aces since 2000. Who are the top five for the Red Sox? We'll do that.
Tough
at
list.
10:45. It's related to tonight's matchup, Garrett Crochet and Chris Sale. We'll get into the Red Sox, of course, as well. We got the Friday four-pack at 11:30. Four questions for you. We also have thoughts on Jordan, or Bill Belichick, rather, being asked about Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan.
He was grilled today.
Grilled by Michael Strahan.
Man, easy, Strahan.
On GMA and the Week in Review at 12:45. You can stay tuned for all of it. On a Friday with Jones and Keefe, we'll get to Jaylen Brown and what's motivating him right after Trending with Billy Laney.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Tonight, the Celtics look to force a Game 7 with the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. New York has a 3-2 series lead. Game 6 tips off at 8 o'clock. The Nuggets forced a Game 7 with the Thunder after last night's 107 win. Game 7 is Sunday at 3:30. Tonight, the Red Sox begin a three-game series with the Atlanta Braves. First pitch is at 7:10. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Mike Monaco right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Style Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Garrett Crochet will get the start in the series opener against the Braves' Chris Sale. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand at 6:10. In the NHL playoffs last night, the Hurricanes eliminated the Capitals with a 3-1 Game 5 win, and the Jets avoided elimination, defeating the Stars 4-0 in their Game 5 matchup. Tonight is Game 6 between the Maple Leafs and the Panthers. Florida has a 3-2 series lead. Puck drop for that one is at 8 o'clock. And tomorrow night, the New England Revolution hosts the San Jose Earthquakes. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 7:30. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Laney. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Jaylen Brown is that dude. And I have no doubt that tomorrow night he's going to show up. Who's going to show up with him remains to be seen. But I do think the time has come to stop doubting him. In game seven against Miami, when Tatum went down in the Eastern Conference Finals a couple of years ago, Jaylen Brown had an opportunity to make that his moment and came up short. And ever since then, he appears fixated on making sure that didn't happen again, and he's done it.
Yeah.
So now the New York Knicks are going to have that to concern themselves with.
I thought that was an interesting take by Stephen A. yesterday on First Take. Maybe I just completely overlooked it. We referenced the game earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the biggest game the Celtics have played since Game 7 against Miami, Eastern Conference Finals, 2 years ago. They were down 3-0. Derek White hit the buzzer beater at the end of Game 6 to force a Game 7, like, anticipation levels for that, excitement levels for that were really, really high, really through the roof. And it's not to say people weren't hyped about the games last year, but there was, as you illustrated, Keith, there was no drama. There were no, I don't want to say no stakes to it, but you kind of knew what was going to happen as it was watching. It was injured teams and overwhelmed teams, and the Celtics were clearly the best team. I am making predictions about what happens tonight. I know what I think is going to happen tonight. We don't know what's going to happen tonight. But that game, 2 years ago, the Game 7, I hadn't really thought about this with Jaylen. I thought it was a good point by Stephen A. Maybe other people have brought it up and I've missed it. Jaylen Brown needed to step up with Tatum hobbling around. He played 42 minutes in the game, but he rolled his ankle right away in that Game 7. They needed Jaylen to step up. He did it. And since that point, and Jaylen had a horrendous game in that Game 7. Since that point, he's been Eastern Conference Finals MVP. He's been NBA Finals MVP. I think those were just awards. I think he was their best player in the postseason last year consistently. And now he's led them to two wins without Tatum in this postseason. Like, I wonder if that is a big driving force for Jaylen Brown. And if so, good for him. He knows he let the team down. He knows that was a big spot for him to come through. They could have been the first team to rally from a 3-0 deficit, and that drives him. If that's what's driving Jaylen Brown, good for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think that could be a factor. I just think it's one of those things where when you're a all-NBA type player yourself, but you're not the team's best player, anytime you have that opportunity to sort of step up and prove that you're the guy, I think you relish in that, because he's talked about what he's given up, right? He's talked about the sacrifice.
Yeah,
he
a
has.
Lot. Like, quite a bit he's talked about.
He straight up talked about it. So, like, all right, now here's your chance. So I don't think you're going to shy away from that by any means. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I go back to that Heat series necessarily because of what they were able to accomplish last year and because of what he specifically accomplished. You know, it's much like around the league. I think Brian Windhorst might have had the comment going back a couple of years ago about how Jason Tatum's finals performance against the Warriors was being held against him in, like, MVP conversation voting, years later.
Yeah, I don't think that.
I don't know if I believe that, but I just think that finals appearance against the Warriors wasn't great for either one of those guys. But then you win the title last year. I think that kind of erases some of that.
Me too. And I don't think Tatum had a great postseason, but I totally agree. I think it erases that.
And I do think, like, when we get into, like, you know, end of their careers, comparing players and things like that, I do think finals MVP is an important accolade. And I thought, you know, going into this year, that might be something on Tatum's list. All right, so now that's out, at least for this season. But now you have Jaylen Brown. Like, here's his opportunity to see what the team looks like with him as the team's best player, which also, as a Celtics fan, or even take it one step further, for Brad Stevens in the front office, this is also a preview in many ways of what all of next season is going to look like. Because it's not like Tatum's out for the series out for the playoffs. He's out for all of next season.
So, yeah, it's a moment for Jaylen to step up. He did it in Game 5. Can he do it again tonight in Game 6? Is that Game 7 against Miami 2 years ago where Tatum got hurt immediately? Is that driving Jaylen Brown? And if so, as I said earlier, good for him. I hadn't really considered that until I heard Stephen A. bring it up. We know Jaylen is starting tonight.
Yeah.
Jrue Holiday and Derek White, pretty safe assumptions.
Probably Horford's safe, too.
I think Horford's pretty safe. Yeah. The question is, who's the fifth starter you would go with?
Luke Kornet.
Okay. I think they're going to go with Hauser, but I personally would go with Pritchard.
All right.
Charlie in Boston, who are you starting tonight?
I am starting Porzingis still because you have to see what you've got early rather than late. Because, like, we don't have a lot of minutes to get, like, there's not a lot of big guys. If they're going to get a lot of minutes, they're going to get tired. I think you still have to see what you have with Porzingis to start. If he's bad, you pull him. That's it. But you need to find out.
What if he's bad? You're down. You pull him, and you never dig out of the hole. Like,
I mean, it's early, though. Like, you see teams fight back from leads all the time. The Knicks have done it in all their wins. Yeah, the Celtics even did it last game.
I thought the Celtics were going to start quicker than they did in Game 5. They didn't, so I was wrong about that. And maybe that's evidence they don't need to do it tonight. I think they really have to do it tonight on the road. I don't want to toy around with a slow start because you want to see what Porzingis has.
So I'll meet Charlie in the middle. I wouldn't play him at all. Like, if it was up to me, I wouldn't play him. I wouldn't even dress him. I'd be like, hey, support the team. You're a great teammate, all that stuff. Something's up with you. We'll figure it out later. You got to sit.
Honestly, they'd do him a solid if they just put him in street clothes and shut him down.
However, if you're going to play him at all, I would sign up for that.
Starting him?
Yeah, I'm not bringing him into a game when you're up by five or down by five. You're going to bring him in as a spark, and then he's worse, and then he tanks you?
I'd bring him in if they're down, like, 15. That's when I'd bring him in. Oh. If they're like, if it feels like their season is on the line,
I'm not bringing him in at all.
You need some, so me either.
But, like, don't you think, what if he runs up and down for 2.5 minutes? What's the worst? What are you down, six?
When Mazzulla says emergence, yeah, but I don't know. Maybe the Knicks get early momentum, and it carries out. Like, I'm not even toying around with that. The start, to me, is wildly important for the Celtics tonight. I'm not toying around with that and starting.
We'll have to get some video from Terp down there of him, see if he's warming up, see what he looks like in warm-ups.
It's true. Do you agree they do him a solid by shutting him down?
Yeah, probably. And, like, I know he wants to play, but sometimes you have to take it out of their control, right? I'm sure he absolutely – of course he wants to play. Every competitor wants to play, but it's been so bad. And it's not a one-off either. It's bad the whole series. So – yeah, I think take it away from him. You know, like you did in the second half when they played great. He was not out there for any of it.
Mazzulla says he can't breathe. He's having trouble catching his breath, but he's not even on the injury report.
Well, that I don't understand.
Like, that, this is what I mean. I don't get it. It makes it look like they shut him down, they benched him, which is what I believe happened.
But there's no way he, like, just all of a sudden sucks. Like, that's not the case. Like, he's clearly dealing with something, and I don't know why they're manipulating the injury report the way they
are. So shut him down.
Yeah, no, I would. I definitely would.
That's what I would do.
He did in the second half in Game 5. So, like, based on just most recent evidence, maybe they will. Again, I don't know why. Maybe it's gamesmanship or whatever, or just straight up lying about the injury report. How he's not on there is wild because Mazzulla admitted – now, this is also kind of counter, but he admitted he's like, he can't breathe. However, he was available in an emergency.
Right.
That at least sounds like a guy who's questionable.
Yeah. I mean, that's
very improbable.
The emergency to me, I think a lot of people took it as like, oh my God, he's having trouble breathing out there. I just think he's not in condition because he hasn't been playing, probably because he is dealing with something.
Yeah.
So I think he's not well conditioned. He doesn't have his wind. If I had to read between the lines, that's my guess. If he really couldn't breathe, I would hope to God he's on the injury report. If he's really having trouble sitting there and breathing, he should be on the injury report.
I know.
So I think when Mazzulla says in case of emergency, it's the scenario I just brought up. We were benching him until our season was on the brink and we had to break glass in case of emergency and go back to him. Their plan, they're not using Porzingis tonight. I don't think. Danny in the car, what do you think?
Hey, guys. So I'm Danny in the car. It's all right. Porzingis, you don't start this guy tonight. He's been awful. He can't even make free throws. Can't even make layups. So if you need to use him to give somebody a blow, that's fine. But you can't start him and expect to get nothing out of him. And I love what Pritchard's doing. Give Pritchard all the time he wants. I love him. Just love him.
Okay. It was Eddie in the car.
It was Eddie. Fan of Peyton Pritchard.
My mistake.
More Pritchard.
I would start Pritchard. I'm shocked. When we went through the actual matchup numbers, I'm shocked Brunson didn't just torch Pritchard in that game. That's what it felt like watching it. So that is a roll of the dice where you just let Brunson get going early because he's hunting out that Pritchard matchup.
He's done such a good job, though, being like a spark off the bench and a scoring option off the
bench.
Give
him a lift.
That I would think, yeah, you bring him in. You sort of see where you're at. You're going to be relying on
Pritchard
and White
in the murder
scoring. These guys come in, like, what a bench that is.
What a bench that is.
All-time bench.
Luke Garnett. bring him in off the bench, and next thing you know, you've gotten a lift. Yeah, mm-hmm. I bet they start Hauser. Again, I would start Pritchard, because Pritchard could give you 40 minutes.
Yeah, you might have to,
like, he
depending
would have,
on what everybody else looks like.
Like, condition-wise, I think you're leaning on Jalen for a ton of minutes, although Jalen ran himself into the ground in the third quarter. He's playing so hard. Credit to him, but he was exhausted. I think White can play a million minutes, and Pritchard. I mean, those are the guys who can give you big, big minutes.
Pritchard
tonight.
Was second on the team in minutes last game.
Yeah, what was it?
39.
I just said 40. Like, that's 39. I didn't know that, but that doesn't shock me at all.
Only Derek White played more.
I'll try and find the stat, but I think if Pritchard plays more than 25 minutes, the Celtics win, or basically undefeated in this postseason so far.
And you know what happens if they win tonight?
They win the title?
Hashtag Banner 19.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. It's Top 5 Friday here on Jones and Keefe. Every Friday, we give you a top 5 list. Today, we're going to focus in on the top 5 Red Sox aces since 2000. You might go, well, why are you guys doing that? Well, tonight, you got Crochet. You got Sale.
Wow.
What a pitching matchup tonight at Fenway Park. Are one or both of those guys on the list? Maybe none of them. Are on the list. We got a top 5 Friday coming your way next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This is Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Oh, people are excited, Keefe.
Woo, we are back.
Another Top 5 Friday. What are they ranking this week?
Could be anything. Could be literally anything.
What have we ranked in the past? We've ranked people we're most concerned for.
Yeah, Belichick was high on that
Belichick
list.
Was number one on my list.
Yeah, with a bullet.
What else have we ranked? We ranked the top 5, was it Bill Belichick draft picks since 2000? They're more Belichick-centric now that we talk about it.
Yeah, actually, they're all basically Belichick.
They've all pretty
things.
Much been Belichick ones.
Top 5 first base options for the Red Sox.
We did that last week.
That
great
was one.
That
top
was
5 best remaining players in the draft.
We did that
Heck
one,
yeah.
too.
Look at us. Look at
and
us.
And you know who my number one was? Travion Henderson.
That was good. Mine was Luther Burden.
Impromptu
didn't
deuces.
Work out.
We did. We had impromptu deuces.
Oh, well, it was more of a Mount Rushmore is what that was. Yeah, it was more of a Mount Rushmore.
Since 01.
Ooh.
Yeah, we've done a lot of these.
You know what? The top 5 Armstrongs in there, too.
We did do a top 5 Armstrongs.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I wanted to do, but it got nixed, was top 5 Final Destination deaths.
Oh,
in honor of
yeah.
the new one coming out tonight.
Yeah. Who nixed that?
Huh?
Who didn't want to do that?
Nah, I don't think
he didn't. I was gonna say he didn't present that idea.
Because like
we would
have
been on all board with it.
I just came up with it now.
Keith's ex-wife.
I wanted to play it. Yeah.
Okay. Red Sox aces since 2000. You want to get right into the list, or you want to talk criteria ahead of time?
I want to talk about it first because you hear top 5
Red Sox aces since 2000. That's not specific enough. You need more.
Not well. how do you go about this? Not just you, Jones, but the listener out there.
The general you.
Are you thinking like best individual season?
That factors.
Most anticipated start, like when it's that guy's turn to start.
Okay.
Is it a longer track record of dominance or brilliance, as it were? Is it postseason success?
Yes.
Is it longevity versus, is it quality versus quantity?
No, I mean, I'll tell you my criteria right now. I was very peak centric. So like best seasons.
Oh, I know who you have then.
I put weight on.
You have to have one
I
guy
put
then.
Postseason criteria.
Sure.
Significantly ahead of longevity. I don't really care about that.
No.
And then I do care about All-Star games, MVP, Cy Young votes, rather.
Yeah, yes.
You know, leading the league in strikeouts, things like
K's.
That. Yeah, like I care about that stuff. Were you a league leader? Were you an elite player? That's the kind of stuff I care
the
about.
The list felt like it was going to be a lot easier.
I agree.
When we decided to do this than it actually was.
I spent much more. I'm not a big fan of research, Keith, and work.
Well,
I did a lot more time researching and working on this than I planned on. I kind of thought I was just going to fire off five names.
I was up all night. I didn't sleep last night.
I mean, I spent a good 35 minutes. I didn't spend all night.
I had
a good like 30, more than a half an hour on it.
I did it during the break. No, I literally took, I was looking up stats. I was looking up all kinds of stuff. I was surprised by some things. And I think there's only one guy that has to be on everybody's list.
Agreed.
Everybody else, you can kind of talk around
it. We're going to have the same number one.
Yeah.
I bet 2 through 5 is very different.
I agree.
I think we have 5 number ones.
Oh, the Red Sox have at least 5 number ones.
I actually just had that staff. I just had that group. I had Joe Kelly. I had Wade Miley.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
they have 5 number ones. All right, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
Take it away.
From 5 to 1.
Yes.
All right, number 5 on my list for Red Sox aces since 2000. I'm going with Curt Schilling. The very polarizing Curt Schilling. In 2004, he had a tremendous season and helped them win the World Series. Sort of a co-ace at that time with another name you'll hear coming up. But he had Cy Young votes that year. He was dominant. Now, he burned pretty hot. That was his only great year in Boston, but it was a great year. In fact, the greatest year in Red Sox baseball history. So I'd put Curt Schilling. Plus, that whole year, he was a must-see starter. Like, he was, it was something exciting about Curt Schilling starts. So I'll go Curt Schilling, number 5. Another guy that is a World Series winner coming at number 4, Josh Beckett. Josh Beckett, not consistently great, but was really good for a few seasons. In fact, he was one of these guys that every other year he was good. 07 would be the highlight, winning the World Series. The guy was a bulldog. He was I loved his attitude as well. So I got Josh Beckett 4. Number 3, Chris Sale. Kind of a tough guy to pin down. I mean, his first 2 years in Boston, he had 1 million strikeouts. He was a real ace. But by the time they won the 2018 World Series, they had to shut him down, and he pitched out of the bullpen. So not the give him the ball like Curt Schilling and have him win a game for you or Josh Beckett win a game for you, but Chris Sale starts were super exciting for a couple of years, and then unfortunately he was hurt and falling off bikes and everything else. Number 2 on my list, maybe not the ace that you're thinking of like every single day or every fifth day, but John Lester was nasty, and he was nails in the playoffs, and he did have a couple of seasons where he had top 5 Cy Young votes too. So maybe not the same like cachet as a Sale or a Schilling, but I got John Lester 2, and then obviously I got Pedro number 1.
Okay, we actually have very similar lists. We have the same.
No kidding.
We have the same 5 names.
No way.
Our 1 and 2 are the same. We scrambled 3, 4, 5. But we have the same 5 names.
Interesting.
Okay, so I'll rip through them since we did. I had Sale 5. Sale finished 2nd in the Cy Young, 4th in the Cy Young, 17 and 18. He made 2 All Star teams. That's it.
Yeah, he did. He was hurt.
He led the league in strikeouts and innings in 2017, probably correlated with injuries.
Yeah, John Farrell's like, we got to get him 300 Ks. Like, he was, or we're going to blow his arm out.
He was 46-30, 3.27 ERA. He did win a World Series. He was terrible in the postseason during his time in Boston, 1-3, 6.35. He did get the last outs of the World Series in 2018, but he was on the list for me. I had Beckett 4, Beckett 2nd in the Cy Young in 07, 3 All-Star games with the Red Sox, 7, 9, and 11. He was 4-0 with a 1.27 ERA in the 2007 playoffs. He deserves to be on the list, but I'd put him below Schilling, who only had 1 good year. You're
That's
right,
it.
Keith. 1 good year,
That's
2
it.
Good postseasons.
That's why I docked him.
But 1 good year. He was 2nd in the Cy Young in 04. He only made 1 All-Star team here. He led the league in wins in 04. 2 World Series with the Red Sox. 2 great postseason runs, 6-1, 3.28 in the postseason. I also had Lester, 2. This is where I did give longevity a little bit of an edge, but he was also incredible in the playoffs.
Oh, he's awesome.
6-4, 2-11, 2-time World Series winner. He was 110-63 with a 3.64 ERA overall in Boston. 2 times he was 4th in the Cy Young, 2010 and 2014, 3-time All-Star in Boston. So Lester is 2 on the list for me. although I agree you don't think of him purely as an ace.
Yeah.
Pedro was number one. Again, this is only since 2000. We're not even factoring in Pedro's 98 and 99.
Right.
Where he was first and second, or second and first, I forget the order,
uh-huh,
in Cy Young. He won the Cy in 2000. He was second in 02, third in 03, fourth in 04, which I'm shocked at.
I forgot about that.
But he, in his five seasons in the 2000s, placed top five in the Cy Young four times.
Insane.
Three-time ERA title winner, 2000, 2002, and 2003. Led the league in strikeouts twice, 2000 and 2002.
But I don't think anybody will ever get to that level, at least for me, of who's starting tonight. Oh, it's Pedro? Holy crap.
Okay.
Like, so, you could not wait for a Pedro game.
Already I see it on the text line. Clemens!
All right, since 2000.
No, no. Red Sox aces since 2000. That's right. Clemens was still in the big leagues, but not in Boston.
That's right.
I was shocked at Derek Lowe's track record.
Derek Lowe, it was very good.
Derek Lowe is just not an ace. He's
never
not an
ace. He was even a closer at one point. So he wasn't an ace. He was
Derek
never the
Lowe,
best guy on their staff, but he had good
third
numbers.
Third in the Cy Young in 2000.
Yeah.
He was an all-star twice in the 2000s, although one was as a closer.
Mm.
70 and 55, 372 ERA, 85 saves. He was also great in the postseason.
I'm not surprised.
4-4, 305.
I'm not surprised you didn't have this guy on your list, but
let
besides Pedro.
The only other Cy Young winner?
Rick Porcello.
Yeah, Porcello's not on my list.
He was 22-4. He really should. If you look at the numbers, there's no way. And I know Cade Upton was pissed.
No, he just led the league in wins that year.
Verlander should have beat him. Yeah. Verlander had more innings. He had way more strikeouts.
Porcello.
Better ERA.
Undeserving Cy Young.
Yeah.
And he was terrible. The rest, he was awful
no,
in the postseason.
Yeah.
2016 Cy Young winner. Clay Buchholz made a couple all-star
teams.
I was going
to say, Buchholz surprised.
I was going to say, would you rather have Buchholz or Porcello?
Buchholz.
I'd rather have Buchholz.
Every other year, Buchholz.
Yeah, I mean,
that.
Look,
like,
Buchholz
every other year is really good.
Also was bad in the postseason.
Yeah.
But not as bad as Porcello. Lackey and Price, neither one even made an all-star team here.
No, they were disappointments.
To their credit, though, they actually were both very good in the postseasons. Lackey had a 277
Price
ERA.
Price wasn't until he was.
Price
was terrible.
He was, but he the one run when they won
he
it.
Yeah, 18.
He was good, so I'll give him that. The other name I considered was Eovaldi.
Eovaldi was better. Yeah, if you look at it, he
similar
was good.
To Lowe, yeah. Where he wasn't ever a true ace.
That's
I don't
a good
feel.
Comp. Eovaldi and Lowe were similar, where like you really wanted him on your staff. They were like way better than other teams. Number three,
he made an All Star team. He was fourth in the Cy Young in 2021, which I didn't remember, and
wow.
He was great in the postseason.
Yeah,
but okay, we have the same five names. Red Sox aces since 2000. Don't give me Clemens.
But you know what's funny?
What's that?
At the end of this year, no, 2 years. I think Crochet could make the list.
Well, I kind of thought you might put Crochet on the list.
I couldn't go there yet. I think it was too deep. I'd probably put Crochet sixth or seventh though on all like right like he's already pretty close. A lot of it is also going to be based on sort of expectation, but through whatever it is, eight star however many starts he has and another one tonight, the strikeouts are there. I feel like there's going to be Cy Young votes there. So what does he do? Because some of these other guys was really based off of, like, for Schilling, one really good year. Sale, two really good years. So Crochet's not far off that list.
No, it's true. And Sale was on each of our lists. You had him third, Keefe. I had him fifth. So we both had him in our top five. He's going against Garrett Crochet tonight, which is a good jumping off point for what are your expectations for Garrett Crochet? If he has Chris Sale's career in Boston. Is that enough? Is he worth it? Is that a high enough ceiling? Does he need to be better than that? 617-779-7937. That's how you dial us up here on Jones and Keefe. We'll also get into the Red Sox, their overall struggles. What's going on with Devers? Brad Foe said something very interesting yesterday. So all your Red Sox thoughts next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.